You know, we never really had a real consensus to begin with, as we visited with early on, and having to work one on the fly was pretty tough. I'm sure in the Senate it was pretty tough in the House. And the fact that Republicans carried the day, I think, lends a note of bipartisanship when the governor couldn't even get enough of his guys to. It is somewhat frustrating when we're trying to do work for the future and betterment of Missouri. So that is frustrating, but I think at least our guys have a vision for the future. And you know, most of our seniors, you know, they're pretty conservative, and they understand what they want to protect members coming in about the future finances. And they thought this retirement bill was, after Mr. V. Brock's eloquent analysis, they didn't want to do it. But we were, because we couldn't get enough help on the other side, we had to just swallow it and go.
Jim, last night I was over here, and then again today, the issue of the military situation came up. I haven't followed this that closely, but can military people buy their way in now?
Current employees can still buy their way in. The ones hired after January 1st will not be able to.
Why does that change?
You know, that was a change that was done over in the Senate. I obviously didn't support it, but it was part of the bill. It was something that we had to take. Sometimes you don't like everything that's in it, but you move on with it anyway. So the reasoning behind it, really don't know. I know there's some federal regulations that are kind of intertwined with that, but why they made the decision on the other side of the building to prohibit new employees to be able to buy in.
I think the bill that Jim had brought out of the House was the best fix, the best bill for retirement we've had in recent history. We didn't get a whole lot of buy-in on that, and Jim had to negotiate and get me in a position to negotiate after him, so we got what we could.
You indicated that there's going to be still plenty of work to do on this issue next year. What's going to be the target issue in 2011?
I think you will see one or more of the members revisit the retirement incentive plan that we put out. It was a good provision. It was one of my favorite parts of the bill that the House put together. I'm very confident you'll see that again. And so that's a good provision. We also had the auto enrollment and the deferred compensation program, which is just a helpful savings account for these state employees for a rainy day. And I think both of those issues will return. They'll probably come back and talk about the 10-year vesting. They'll probably try to move it back to 5 years. And in the short term, the fiscal note was minuscule, so I don't think they'll have a whole lot of trouble getting back to the 5-year vesting.
Are there some things that just fell by the wayside because of the pressure of time this time that have a better chance next year when there's and a half months?
You know, a special session is the ultimate emergency clause. And so you try your best to create a full pie, a full vision of what you'd like to have. Just the nature of legislation, you have to give a little, you have to take a little. And in this instance, you know, because it's such a difficult issue to grasp and understand, I think we ended up very well. We ended up with a first step. And yes, future legislators are going to look at this and probably streamline it. If the economy returns, they may decide not to go any further than they are right now. But for now, we've moved it to a more business-like model, a little more conservative approach to the way this works, and I think it's a step in the right direction.
How about the automobile bill? How well?
You know me. I love job creation. I'd walk through fire to create a job, one or a thousand. Nolte did a great job, but we had to bring this retirement bill along in order to get the jobs bill. You know, I read the tea leaves pretty well. I understand people are hurting. I understand why you guys report. And the number one issue in this state is jobs. And my guys have walked through fire with me to create a job, and we proved it again. I mean, this guy, we passed that bill 5 times. And we'd pass it 5 more times. The jobs bill a year ago, we passed 4 or 5 times. I mean, time and time again, we set the standard on job creation. And frankly, we don't mind working with a Democrat, governor, Republican, but get someone going to work.
How close were we to losing Clay Como if we hadn't passed this? Had you gotten, had Ford sent little missives out that said, we need to have a decision by the middle of July or anything like that?
I think it was quicker than that. I think if we hadn't had something this week, I think it'd been gone. It may be gone anyway. But I think it was this week or nothing.
If that's the case, was this in any way a wasted effort or?
No. Just like Bombardier. And as a businessman, you make efforts all the time. What's in the best interest for your company or what's in the best interest for your state. We'll continue to do legislation to try to create jobs. We can't control what Mr. Mullally is going to decide and Ford. We gave it our best shot. We'd have passed that in February. We'd have passed it in March. We'd have passed it in April. We'd have passed it in May. Unfortunately, business looks at the whole pie, House, Senate, the Capitol, the governor. We've tried to be good partners, and at least we had a vehicle, had a way to move through this, and Jerry Dunn did a nice job. He's probably got a little gray hairs, but it was worth it. Yes, sir, it was worth it.
Why do you say it might be too late already?
I don't know what message we've sent. I hope it's not. You never know. Business has their benchmarks of what they have to do and what they believe. I'm hopeful that they go to Missouri, stay in Missouri, create jobs. And I've got two companies in Joplin that's tied to this. We got four or five in Springfield and Nixa. Got one little company in El Dorado Springs that works on car cushions. There's about 100 counties that have benefits to this, and I'm hopeful that we can keep this in Missouri.
Awful lot of people. I had the distinct pleasure of sitting through the festivities in the Senate last night and this morning. And an awful lot of the emails that Ferguson was reading came from people who appeared, at least to me, to have a pretty total misunderstanding of what the Ford bill was all about.
I think, and they do. I think it's one of those issues that can easily be misunderstood, and the sound bites sometimes can override the actual facts of the matter. And I think we might have had a little bit of that in play here when we were discussing this bill. Really, what we're talking about in this bill is exactly what the speaker was talking about. We need to be creating jobs. We need to create an atmosphere in this state that is conducive to businesses locating here and staying here. And Ron's leadership has been great on this. This is, as I see it, a first step. We need to continually be getting into the competition with these other states and fighting for these jobs so we have Missouri families able to support themselves.
Whether we manage to keep forward with this or not, is this any kind of a prototype program for tax incentives?
I think it's a good alternative. We need to have as many tools in the toolbox as possible, and I think this is one that it will be very useful in other incarnations. But I think what we need to be able to do is, as a state, have a variety of options open so that we can take advantage of an opportunity when it presents itself in a variety of ways.
I mean, ever since we've been in the majority in 2003, mm-hmm. our economic development has moved to the thought process that we're ready to help. We'll give a little bit of withholding tax. It's got to be new jobs. They got to provide health insurance. They got to provide an investment. And if they don't, they get nothing. We're the only state that does that. He gave a litany of other states to give land, buildings, training, blah, blah, blah. And that's the competition we have. At least we've taken the high road. And you're absolutely right. The conversation is not true about the giveaway. It's misunderstood. Election year politics, I'm sure, play into some of that. But the House and the Senate together have been very careful on incentives to job creation, that if the investment or the new hires aren't working, company or whatever the job creator is, doesn't get anything. And we've been pretty clear about that time after time.
Yeah. How confident are you that we'll keep Ford now?
I think we never know what goes on inside the decision-making processes of a company like that. But, I mean, Ron is right. This is not a bailout. thing is, if this is a bailout, it's a pretty lousy bailout because it is based on performance. There are penalties involved. And I think that that is the paradigm we need to be thinking in terms of, and that is responsible incentives, not just writing a check out. There's no check being written out of the Missouri Treasury. As Ford's decision to stay here or not stay here or what they do with existing lines that they're going to be replacing, I think this puts us in competition. This gives Missouri workers the opportunity to get out there and earn the ability to bring in those new products. And I'm confident we will. We've got a lot of great assets here in Missouri. This is what we need to do to complete that puzzle.
Did you ever in any process, during this process, run this by any Ford people to see what they thought of it? I mean, whether they said, okay, yeah, this will keep us there or not. But did you get a reaction?
I haven't gotten any commitments.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, you know, in life you don't get guarantees. What we are doing is we are getting opportunities, and this is the opportunity, and I think we have a very good shot at getting a new product line. Now, what that may be and what the chances are, I'm not privy to the inside information on that, but what I do know is this puts us in competition, and I think that Missouri will compete very favorably compared to other states, and I think we're going to get a good line out of this, but that is a decision that is made elsewhere.
If GM wanted to do this at its Warrenton van plant, could it get in on this too?
We tried to build in provisions to where if a company like GM wanted to also participate in this, that they would have some options. And again, this is what we're trying to do here is to create an atmosphere where businesses see the possibilities to come to this state and do business and employ people.